WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives. I'm Jeffrey Schiffman. Our guest this week is York College Dean of Community Engagement, Dominic Della Carpini. Dean Della Carpini is also the former Dean of Academic Affairs here at the college. Dominic, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
Well, you know, maybe we should start at the beginning. How did you get to York College, and what attracted you to the school? Because maybe it's some of the same things that attract students that come to school here.
I think that's very much the case. I decided to come to York College after I had spent 2 years at a small school out in Iowa called St. Ambrose University. But before that, I spent 10 years teaching at a high school level. And the interaction I got with students at a high school level was just wonderful. I really enjoyed being involved in their lives and getting to know them. When I did my graduate work at Penn State, which was a great place, but a large institution, there I would meet students once and they'd go back into the mix again, never saw them again. So it is really similar, you're right, to the experience our students have.
All right. What do you think makes your college special?
I think that the mix of the mix of liberal arts education and professional education here is just right. It's as good as I've seen it. A lot of schools now who were traditionally small, private, liberal arts colleges are moving into career vocational education. They're trying to catch up on the world now where people are really looking at, you know, what do I do when I leave college? And with college debt, I certainly understand that in students. Here, I think we began as an institution that was career and vocationally centered years ago as a junior college and even before that. And as we became a four-year college, during the time Dr. Waldner was here, his goal was to increase the liberal arts, the attention to the liberal arts, and to really create a full-scale college that had all the general education requirements of a serious institution. So what we've seen now is a mix that really works, and I think we are the institution a lot of people are looking for.
All right. Now, your specific role after you left being Dean of Academic Affairs, you moved into a kind of a new role that was created for the college, the Dean of Community Engagement. Explain to me exactly what that means and what you do.
Sure. I'd be happy to talk about that. First, the Center for Community Engagement has been around for about 10 years now and actually was a division of Academic Affairs. So I've been working on this to some degree for about 6 or 7 years now. But under Dr. Gunter Smith, she has a renewed attention to our relationship with the local community, the region, and particularly the city. And with that, she decided that she wanted to break out the Center for Community Engagement as its own division and offered me that position. The goal here really is to be good citizens of this area. We're a nonprofit. Nonprofits don't pay taxes for a reason, because they give other benefits to the community. And our goal is to really benefit the community. Our mission is to bring the intellectual capital of the college to the benefit of the community. In a nutshell, that's what we do. So we can use our students, our faculty, and engage them in community-based learning, community problem solving, and to be able to put them out there so that they then can be part of the larger picture of what York City and York and the York area is becoming.
How is the school doing it, and how are you doing it? What kind of things are going on in the community that maybe some of the students on campus and some of the people related to the college don't really know about, but maybe should know about, number one, and would be interested in getting involved in?
Sure. Let me mention a couple of things. One is we just recently purchased the Market View Arts Building in downtown York, and Market View Arts is a cultural center. Our hope is to use that as a place where the cultural community can meet, where we'll do art in various forms, both performing arts as well as visual arts, which has been the main venue use in the past. We also, of course, have acquired the former Lafayette Club, which will be the office of the Center for Community Engagement. There we'll be able to hold community-based meetings. We'll be able to do community education. We're looking at executive education in that building, and so we may bring together some of the business leaders of the area who, once again, as they did in the past in the Lafayette Club, meet again and be able to chat. The difference here, of course, is that we will have a much more inclusive environment. It will not be a private club, it will be actually open to the community more generally, which is a real wonderful evolution for that building.
Is that also a new way for students to kind of connect with the community and the business community? You know, maybe start that networking that we've talked about so much when we talk to our students about when they're going to go out into the real world. You know, start that networking. Is that going to be a place where that's going to occur?
Absolutely. We have a strong experiential learning program already here at the college, and we can contribute to that. And because we have so many connections through the center with local businesses, we can absolutely get our students involved in networking, get our students involved in doing work, both individually but also class-based. So I talked about community-based learning. One of the things that I've been able to do is bring to our professors ideas for things they can do in their class-based projects. So if a particular organization is looking at a problem that they face and they want to do surveying, I could bring that to a behavioral sciences class where the students can learn to do interviewing, they can learn to process data, to be able to write reports, and then benefit the community as well. So both on the individual and the class level, we'll be able to make our classes more real world and at the same time benefit the community.
All right. And I think related to that, this is an area that the college has sort of recently gotten into, they've created a new institute, the Glatfelter Public Policy Institute. Explain the purpose and how this is going to integrate into what you do and into what going on in the community.
Great. Well, it is. I'm really excited about this wonderful gift from the Glatfelter Foundation. John Altman, who is chair of history and political science, and I and the advancement team wrote this grant. And the goal of this grant is to be able to bring to the college every two years, a postgraduate fellow who is somebody who has just recently graduated with a doctorate or in some cases a master's in public policy from a very good institution. Will come to us and they will both teach some classes for our students, but they'll also engage in the research of the community, and that's the connection with the Center for Community Engagement. They will work with state level, county level, city level officials to be able to find out what kinds of policy changes need to be done to be able to create a better community. And they will have our students, as I described a minute ago, engaged in that research work as well. So they will do really hands-on classes, one each semester, where they will teach a class and have the students directly engaged in understanding how government influences the growth of a community. Community, of course, is public and private, and this is really the public side of things, which, you know, I still believe is important, despite the fact that, you know, it has a limited role. Government has a limited role. It still has a role.
And so this is really going to be a hands-on for the students. They're going to be directly involved in maybe, you know, working on projects that are going to be related to public policy. So somebody that's a political science major or something along those lines, even business, they're gonna get to, you know, get dirty, so to speak, in the field.
Absolutely. They'll be meeting with people. I mean, hopefully we'll have some members of the mayor's cabinet as well as the mayor, perhaps members of the governor's cabinet, the county commissioners, the city council. We're hoping that they'll be in, and actually there will be a dedicated conference room in the Center for Community Engagement where we hope there will be high-level meetings where our students will learn to interact with these officials and to be able to do some of the work of that a citizen is meant to do. Our government is really a government where the citizens are supposed to do the work of it, and this will teach them to be better citizens.
I know another thing that you've been very involved with, and it's a relatively new initiative here on campus, is the Graham Scholars. What's that program all about? I know some students that have been through it, and it's very diverse. It's not just in one particular area. It's across all majors. What are the Graham Scholars, and what are they doing?
The Graham Innovation Scholars Program is designed to help students, no matter their major, to learn the kinds of creativity and innovation skills they need to succeed in the workplace. We tend in the university to segment career-based, and I talked about this earlier, career-based
Sure.
versus liberal arts kinds of courses. We have within the 2 years of Graham Scholars, our second group coming in, about 20 different majors represented. And each of them will work for a business, even though they may not be business people. They will work for a business. I work for a business. The college is a
sure,
business.
Sure, absolutely.
So what they need to learn is the skills to be good citizens of that business. So they learn skills first in the first year seminar of design thinking, which is a human-centered design technique. And from that, they learn how to interact with each other, how to work in teams, something that colleges don't do well enough. We have a tendency, I think, to think about students as individuals, not members of teams. They work in teams, well, places like your radio station here. They get to work together and solve problems, that hands-on learning, so we focus on that. But more importantly, we try to instill in these students, I think, leadership skills. When I spoke to Mr. Graham while we were writing this grant, one of the things he said was he wanted people not only as, he wanted an entrepreneurial spirit to be in all these students, not necessarily because they're going to start a business, but because they take what they do seriously. So he said, if I hire one of these Graham scholars, what I would want is them to look at the problems of our company and say, those are my problems. I need to solve them individually. So he said both startup businesses, but also within businesses, they would be the kind of employee that people want to hire.
How are you identifying those students, the first 20 and then the ones that are coming in, this new group coming in the fall? How are you identifying those students when they're applying to the college?
That's a good question. We're using kind of a unique technique. Any student who's admitted to your college is eligible to become a Graham Scholar. We do not look at SAT scores. We do not look at GPAs. What we do is we ask them to answer four questions. Why are you coming to college and what do you hope to, how do you hope to change in your time in college? If you could design your own college course, what would it be called and what would you learn in it? If you could design your own major, what would that major be called and what would it prepare you to do? And the last question is, what kind of students would you choose for the Graham Scholars Program? We also ask them to submit some artifact that helps us understand them as people. Many of them have submitted videos, some portfolio of artworks. Some have submitted work that they've done in audio production. We've had people actually that have submitted just essays, but really creative kinds of essays. We're kind of step out of the mold of the normal college application. And what we have found is we really get to know these students as people through that process. Then we get together as a group and we try to put together a team. We're using kind of a Google-based method here where we're saying, we don't want all engineers, but we want some engineers. We don't want all nursing students. We want students who are both obviously fantastic students, but although we don't look at the transcripts, you can see, you know, the kind of work they've done. We also want some students that we think have a great potential to move on. In all these ways, what we're able to get is a mix of students that really connect. And then we spend a lot of time with them in orientation and elsewhere to make sure they bond together. And it's worked.
Okay, great. All right, now, finally, what do you see as the role of York College in the city of York? City of York has been struggling the last few years, although it's starting to seem to, there seem to be some growth of the downtown area and those sort of thing. What do you see as the role of the college? And obviously, this is something that Dr. GS has subscribed to as well.
Right. I think there's several different answers to that question. I'll just briefly go through a few of them. One is clearly just being there, and our presence in these two properties is important. It says that we believe in York City as well. Between ourselves and Wellspan, the other major player in town, we commit to the city, and I think that shows that there's a seriousness about this renaissance that's going on. Secondly, to make sure our students understand the city is not just a place to go play, but a place where they will work as well. So it's wonderful they go down for First Friday and spend time and money there, and we want them to continue to do that. But if they take classes down there at these locations and they spend time down there, they learn and they meet some of the people through this public policy institute, they start to think of themselves in the 4 or 5 years here as citizens of York, which is really one of the major goals of what we can do. And finally, we can provide, as I mentioned earlier, intellectual capital. As the city faces its struggles financially, we can relieve some of that burden by doing some of the work that citizens are supposed to do.
I want to thank Dean Dominic Della Carpini for joining us today for WVYC's Perspectives. Thank you.
Thank you.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. York College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of York College. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.